Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Still tennis. The tennis match froze, but somehow I could still move and walk around it. I got up out of my seat, walked along the row, down the steps, past the security in the drinks fridge, and sauntered onto the court. I was struck instantly by the shortness of the grass. It was like a ping pong table, and they'd put a small amount of grass on the top. Nobody wants to play ping pong in long grass. It simply doesn't work. The tennis ball had just been served, and this was not ping pong. The ball was at head height. I orbited the tennis ball with my eyes for its moons until I found the logo. Lifting my hand, I touched it, expecting the ball to move like an apple in a bucket of water, but it was solid in the air, quite rare. Normally, when something is floating in the air, it is possible to move it at least a bit. A Malteser being blown by someone who is lying down. I thought, oh, this will definitely have a bit of give. It'll move slightly with my finger at least and return to its position. But there was nothing. Like missing the button on a pedestrian crossing and pressing the metal. When you think something is going to move and it doesn't, it's a shock to the system. Like a pound coin stuck to the floor with super glue. Hold on. No, that's not how life is. The ball was halfway between the point where it had been served and the net. I looked around at the frozen faces, Panama hats, blazers, looking in my direction because I was where the ball was, their eye planets adding to this new universe. Ah, so this is how people look at you if you're a ball on centre court. I feel somewhat crucial. I clenched my fist and gave the ball a quick and gentle 1-inch punch. Then another, and another, slightly harder this time, and again until I was really hitting it, determined to get some movement from it, but nothing. Now with my arms over my head, I interlocked my fingers over the top of the ball, held on tightly, and lifted my feet off the ground. I strained to keep my feet up, adventure playground style, and with all my weight on it, the ball did not move. Is this how strong time is when it stops? Makes you realise how powerful it is when it's ticking, lorries moving, apples growing, water flowing down a river. I had a feeling the movement was about to return. I lowered my feet onto the court and quickly walked back to my seat. The hum of life at normal speed returned, the ball now 139 miles per hour once more.